The word precious is found some 76 times in the Bible, with only 17 of them being in the New Testament. And Peter, in his two short epistles of only 8 chapters, uses the word precious 7 times. For example, in the Old Testament, we read of the precious things that Abraham's servant gave to Rebekah's family when he went out searching a bride for his master's son. In Deuteronomy 13, we read of the precious things of heaven. We read also in the Bible about precious fruit, precious stones, precious seed. The psalmist speaks of the redemption of the soul as being precious. And also in the Psalms, we read precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of a saint. And unity among brethren is like precious ointment. In Ecclesiastes, we read about a good name better than precious ointment. And from the book of Proverbs, wisdom is more precious than rubies. In the New Testament, we read that the Lord Jesus was anointed with a very precious ointment. Someone loved him. Someone found him of high esteem, more so than the precious ointment they used in worship at his feet. 1 Corinthians tells us that our works are seen as precious stones. That is, the works done by the Christian as unto the Lord and for his glory. In James chapter 5, we read of the precious fruit of the earth. And John in the book of the Revelation refers 5 times to precious stones and to wood most precious. But Peter, in his 2 short epistles of only 8 chapters, tells us that the trial of your faith is more precious than gold. He speaks of precious faith, of exceeding great and precious promises, and even makes reference to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. But in the passage that we referred to earlier, he speaks of the Lord Jesus and says, unto you who believe, he is precious. He's of great value. He's of high esteem. He's beloved. He's dear. Friend of mine, God the Son had great desirability to the Father. The Father suffered in agony while God the Son, the eternal sinless one, became sin on the cross for us, for those of us who were in need, for those of us who were in sin, for those of us who were in desperate straits. But thank God many of you listening today can say, yes, I know the Lord Jesus. Yes, I've trusted him as my Savior. And by his grace, he saved me. By that precious blood that Peter referred to, he has cleansed me. And praise God, he's made me his child, his son. He's made me a new creature in Christ Jesus. He has imparted to me his gift of eternal life. And he's given me his word of assurance, as we find it in the Bible, that those of us who have Christ can know for sure we're saved. We're in his family. We have an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us who are kept by the power of God. And unto us who believe, he's precious. Friend, may it be so in your life today. Amen.
Amen.